Google has a free service that allows you to create your own customized home page. It's called iGoogle, and it's going to disappear after November 1st. That's less than 2 months from now. Are you ready? Today, we're talking iGoogle alternatives.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Scott Johnson, and this is the Computer Tutor Podcast. If you're new here, this is the podcast where we make computer things simple. I think your computer should work for you, not against you, and that's the goal when I'm doing personal computer instruction, or even when I'm repairing a computer for a client. You can get all the details and links that I talk about in today's show over at my website, computertutorflorida.com/057. So let's get started. Google has offered a free service for years. It's called iGoogle. That's the letter I and the word Google, but it's all one word. Now, if you use iGoogle, or if you've used it in the past, you know how it works. For those of you not familiar with it, basically it's a way for you to create your own customized home page. The home page is the website that opens up right off the bat when you open your web browser, such as Internet Explorer, Chrome, or Firefox. For a lot of people, the home page is msn.com because that's just the one that is set up by default in Internet Explorer. But you can have your home page be any website you want. What the iGoogle service does is it allows you to create your own custom web page to use as your home page. In other words, let's say like right now your home page is msn.com. When you open that up, what you see is a bunch of news stories and photographs, but it's whatever MSN decides to put up on their page that day. Well, what if instead of that, you could see a little section that has the, you know, has the current weather and the forecast for your city? And in another little section of the page, you could see headlines for your area. Then maybe there's another section that displays your email, and another one could display your Facebook news feed. You get the idea. This one page can have all these elements in the same place. So you can see it all in one place rather than having to go to 10 different websites to get all that information. And it's all automatically updated so that every time you open that page, you're seeing current information. And actually, I've only mentioned a few things that can be on that page. There are literally hundreds of ways to customize the iGoogle page however you want to. So iGoogle is a great service and a lot of people love it. That's the good news. The bad news is Google is shutting it down after November 1st of this year. It's about 6 weeks from now as I record this. Lately, you know, it seems like Google's on a rampage, closing down things that a lot of people are using, but that Google doesn't make any money from. Not too long ago, they closed Google Reader, which also set, you know, it upset lots of people. Now iGoogle is being closed. But you don't have to worry. There are quite a few alternatives that have come up. Some have already been in existence in the past, but and I've checked out several of them and found some good options as a replacement for your iGoogle page. The first one I checked out is called IG Home. You can get it at ighome.com. My first impression was that the primary goal of this site is actually to duplicate the iGoogle page. It is very similar, which will actually give it an advantage for people that already feel really comfortable using iGoogle. There's not much of a learning curve at all. There's a good variety of modules or gadgets, as the site likes to call them, so you'll never run out of things to put on your home page. And you know how when you're on a Google-owned page, you always have that black bar across the top that links to Gmail, your Google Calendar, Google News, all those other Google services? Well, that black bar is here on this page as well. So all in all, I felt pretty comfortable using IG Home. Next one I checked was called ProtoPage, and it's at protopage.com. I'm not quite as impressed with this one because it just didn't seem like there were as many widgets to work with. And yes, this site calls them widgets, even though other sites call them gadgets. They all do pretty much the same thing, but with ProtoPage, there were seemed like just fewer of them. And I wasn't as impressed with the layout of this one. I can't really put my finger on it. I just didn't like the design as much. For most people, that's probably a minor thing, though. Then I tried out My Way, which can be found, as you might guess, at myway.com. If you were around for the early days of the internet, like, say, like the mid-1990s, when people started really getting to know what it was, you might remember back when Yahoo was the place to find everything. Yahoo wasn't a search engine. It was a web directory. So when you opened it, you saw a list of about 10 categories like business, games, social, health, and others. And each of those categories also had subcategories. And that was pretty much the way you found anything that was on the internet back then, because this was before Google even existed. Well, I mention that because that's kind of what the My Way website reminds me of. It doesn't use gadgets or widgets. It's just a page full of links to other websites. And a big section of it is a web directory, just like Yahoo used to be. Personally, I would not use My Way as a replacement for iGoogle. It might work for some people, but a big obstacle for me is the fact that the primary search engine that My Way uses is the ask.com search. It's right there at the top of the page. In my opinion, ask.com is one of the worst things on the internet today. They pay lots of websites to try to sneak their toolbar and their crappy search engine onto your computer, and I'm constantly removing it from the computers that I repair for my clients. So the My Way service gets a thumbs down from me. Another one that I tried that I actually did like was Ustart. That's the letter U, the word start, all one word. You can find it at ustart.org. What I liked about it was that from the first second you access the website, it makes it super easy to set up a page that's just full of stuff that you like and that you want to see. Right off the bat, it shows you a list of categories and you check off the things that you're interested in, and then you choose which background you want to use. Then you just click on the link that says Use Your Page, and it's already pretty much set up. Then you can click on where it says Customize Your Page, and you can add some widgets, and it also allows you to add some RSS feeds if you want to follow certain websites or blogs and see when they're updated. And all that I just described, you can do without even registering. Of course, if you do register, you get a free account, and you can access your customized homepage from any computer just by logging in. I also checked out NetVibes, and that's over at netvibes.com. It's been around quite a long time already, like over 10 years, but I really wasn't all that impressed. I didn't find it to be very intuitive at all. It was taking me a while to get it set up the way I would want it, and finally I just got tired of messing with it and gave up. I know some people like it, and maybe you would like it too, but I just never really connected with it very well. So after checking out all those sites, I'd have to say that my two favorite ones would be IG Home and Ustart. What I recommend that you do is that you go and set up a home page with each one of them and see which one you like the best. Then when Google gets shut down on November 1st, you can just say, "Hey Google, I don't care. I'm all set with this other home page that's just as good, or maybe even better." And let's hope they never shut down their Gmail email service. Can you imagine the problems that might cause for people? I really can't see them doing that, though. Well, do you have an iGoogle replacement that you love that I didn't mention here? Let me know about it, and I'll let everyone else know. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. And leave me a message, and you might just hear your voice right here on this podcast. Well, I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.